It was dark, and I had been drinking more than usual. My boyfriend, he just broke up with me, and I did my best not to just get blackout drunk. I wanted to fuck somebody, but I was too afraid that we might somehow develop feelings. It doesn't make much sense now. But at the time, it felt like a possibility to me. Some bullshit that I would get into. And I was extra careless that night. And someone had slipped me something I wouldn't have known, and likely wouldn't have cared. I was in a bad place, but nothing did happen in that bar. I was tipsy, but that's it. I needed to think about how something so perfect became nothing. I mean, were there always signs? Did he ever really love me? These are the questions that repeated endlessly in my head. But it didn't seem to matter. I went outside into the dark. I was too broken up to drive. I'm so pissed off. Really bad road rage. And it would have sent me to prison that night if I had got behind the wheel. So I walked to the bar, and now I had to walk back. And it seemed so much safer initially, but now every shadow presented untold dangers to me. But I walked in the late hours by myself. No one else was around.
It was like I was the only one left. The last person. The last person. That's how I felt. Alone. And I started to feel lightheaded after about 20 minutes. And the street lamps were blinking in and out. And I turned the corner, and I saw it happening. I've never told anyone this before, but I had come upon a scene from a movie right in front of me, right in front of my eyes. There was this woman pushed out on the ground in an alleyway. And there was this hooded man standing over her. It took me a second to realize it. I didn't want to believe it. Denied it immediately, but then I heard the moans from him. He called her a dirty slut, and treated her like she was beneath him. His hands, I saw, were holding a knife, and I could see her torn panties nearby in a puddle, and there was a blood trail. What I did, I'm sorry to even admit it, I stopped paying attention to the world, and I watched. I took in every little detail. The mess of her hair, the way his head leaned back, eyes toward the sky when he fucked her, when he raped her. And I thought back to my boyfriend, my ex now. Our sex didn't look like this. I did something wrong that night. I did something wrong that night. I started to touch myself as he raped her. And myself as her. I said, you like it, don't you, bitch? And those words, they cut right through me. And because he was talking to me, she didn't matter. It was all about me. They didn't know I was there. Oh, he spit on her like she was dirt. He pulled out his cock and she cried. I never felt so good. He bent down to stare at her, and he mocked her relentlessly. What's the matter, you fucking whore? We both know this is exactly what you wanted. And I let out a little moan. I wasn't trying to hide. I wasn't trying to hide. I thought if he sees me, he sees me. And maybe. But and then he grabbed her by the throat. And their eyes had a conversation. And she, hesitatingly, brought herself near his cock. She stared at it, and I could see she was scared. But then, he said, "Do you want to fucking die?" She didn't answer. She just started to lick his cock. I could tell no part of her wanted this, and that's what made it so hot. I gone too far now, so I didn't care anymore. I just undressed and took off my clothes. I started touching my nipples, and it felt fantastic. She continued to lick that cock, but she wasn't enjoying it. There was no enthusiasm. But it didn't mean anything. This is rape, and she has no choice. And then my eyes met hers. I could tell she was bewildered by me. But then the man struck her in the face. He said, "You look at me. You look at me. Look at me. If your eyes move from my dick again, I'm gonna stab you 3 times. He was so in control, and he had animalistic aura to it. He said, "Suck it, you fucking bitch." And she did. But I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear the sounds. I needed to hear them. Those quiet sucking noises of the blowjob. So I crept closer to them, being as silent as possible. She saw me again. She didn't keep looking at me and hold my gaze, because I had already told her. She didn't want to get stabbed, I guess. So I stopped touching my breast and started to suck on my finger. Praying that it was that the psychopath cock. I don't know what was wrong with me. Closed my eyes and I visualized myself in her position. On my knees. Doing exactly what he said. Afraid I might be killed if I don't. his hands on her head, and he just laughed. He said, "Oh, he said, oh, you're a good little cocksucker, you know that? Maybe introduce me to some of your sorority friends." He was so unhinged, so unapologetic. And his actions, so fucking inspiring. This moment, voyeur stick moment, brought me to orgasm when I came. Oh, right as he forced her to deep throat him. And I remember her eyes were on me again, and they didn't look away. But somehow, he still didn't hear me. He was in his own world. He was a god. No one else matters. I wanted to be locked in there with her. I didn't want to be so lonely that night. I wanted more. One wasn't acceptable, but my fantasy called for even worse. And so I made sure he could hear me this time. I suck that cock like your life depended on it, you fucking bitch. He will fucking kill you otherwise. You're gonna fucking die. And there's nothing past that. Now I finally had his attention. He saw me standing there completely naked and touching myself to this crime. Moment lasted forever. But then he said to her, "You've got an audience. I've got a fan. You heard the lady. You better suck me better." The knife goes in, and tears ran down her face. Because her life turned into a nightmare. I didn't care about the cruelty. I just reached for the hand, gripping that knife, and I touched it, gently touched it. I didn't want to make him too mad. He said, "You crazy fucking bitch." And he relaxed it. He let me hold him. He said, "I have a gun, but if you want to help out, I don't care." And then he threatened to shoot me. And then some vibrations throughout my body. I knew he'd execute me and then keep raping her. He was something special. I teased that blade down her shoulders and started to cut. I had no idea what I was doing or why. And sometimes the evil takes over. I remember his moans changed when I was right next to her. He got louder and more performative, but not fake. He was turned on by what a twisted pervert I was. I never done anything like it. I'm gonna come swallow it all, you cunt. And I felt his voice on my skin, and it massaged my brain with lust. I wanted a front row seat to this poor woman's misery. And he let out an incredible, powerful orgasm. I even stopped fingering myself to appreciate the honesty. And she made noises. That his gum had entered her mouth. And I whispered into her ear, swallow it. Swallow it. I want to see you suffer more and more. And now she looked at me with the same respect as her rapist. If I couldn't feel good that night, then she would feel worse. Oh. He pulled his dick out of her mouth, and it was so hard. He didn't need to say a word. I wanted to taste it so bad. I needed that thing in my mouth. Just knowing it was in her and that it would haunt and traumatize her for the rest of her fucking life. He just laughed as I sucked him off. He moaned, lost in ecstasy. He kept repeating, the gods smile on me tonight. He kept repeating it. I could hear her shivering next to me. She just sat there. There was nowhere for her to go. Nothing for her to say. But he knew I wanted more. So he threatened her. If you try to run, I will rape you again. And this time, you won't be able to stand up afterwards. Fuck, he was a real man. Not so wrong about the world. I couldn't believe these thoughts I was having. So misogynistic and ugly. But fuck if I wasn't having the time of my life. He kept telling me how worthless I was. That I didn't deserve to live. That I didn't deserve to live. It just fed me more and more delight. She sucked his cock because she had to. I sucked his cock because I wanted to. And I wasn't about to be shown up either. I deep throated him. I licked and sucked his head. I would show how much better I was than her. She could be fucking killed. Lift her up for all I care. As long as I was getting attention and love. Love that worked. Why did I think it? Why did I allow myself to even consider it? My excitement died. This wasn't right. I could still save myself. We could get back together. And we could work through it. And what the fuck was I doing? And he grabbed that girl by the throat. Is this what you want? And he asked it only once, but it became the only thing in my mind again. Those worries and that need to forgive. Forget. We're lost. Her whole body moved around. She tried to fight back. He was my soulmate. He knew me. That I was gonna need that extra push to really be free. That man existed so that I could, love myself. Is this what I want? Yes, it is. So I stopped sucking him and I begged him. Begged him, threw away all my decency and grace. Rape me, please, rape me, please. I need to feel your cock inside of me. I need to hurt. impossible. I want this night burned into my mind for all eternity. Please, please, I want to be your victim. I want to be broken. I want to be broken. Please, please, please fucking rape me. Fuck her. She's nothing. She doesn't need it like I do. I want it. I want it. I want it so bad. That's all I want. Please, please, just fucking give me it. Give me your cock. I want to know what it's like to be unable to stop you. Please, please, but I don't want her here. Please rape me, please, but kill her first. Kill her first. Strangle her to death. I want to watch. I want to see the life leave her eyes the final time. Please, 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 will you do it? Please, I'll happily give myself to you. Please, just kill her. Please make her die for me. Please, and her eyes were as wide as possible. And now she feared me more than him. He was a show-off, and he would do it for me. And getting to rape two beautiful girls in one night and murder one of them too. He just smiled and tightened his grip, and I was touching myself again without even realizing it. She made these funny, weak, choking sounds, but couldn't say a word. She was gonna die. Maybe she could have lived if I had just walked away, but she needed to pay. He said, this isn't something I'm unfamiliar with. Enjoy, because you're gonna get the best fuck of your life afterwards. Her mouth was open, but no scream would follow. I crawled over. And I sucked his cock while she died. The sound stopped and he threw her on the ground. His eyes were staring up into the sky. I had misplaced my knife at some point, but I didn't want to fight him. I wanted to be dominated. So I took his cock out of my mouth in anticipation. And he kicked me in the stomach. Stomach and then dragged me by the hair right next to her corpse. Oh, she's dead now. What happens next you don't get to enjoy. I promise you that. And then he pulled out a gun and started open fire on her face. Not so pretty anymore. He emptied the chamber so that she was unrecognizable. And then he forced my legs apart. Oh, and when his when his cock went in, it wasn't like the other times. There was no kissing or smiles. He shoved it in like I wasn't human. It felt excruciating. Painful. He didn't slow down. There wasn't room to think. His cock went in and out as fast as he could. He was muttering incomprehensibly as he did it. He said, those gunshots, they showed me he really was fucking mad. He was crazy. He didn't care. Who knew what he was doing? Nobody could stop him. No one could stop him. His cock was so fucking big. And the force he used made me cry. There wasn't any pleasure for me, and it wasn't what I fantasized about. That agony consumed me. I could pick out words like disembowel and disappear. And he thrust harder. Some people People walked by and they saw what was happening, but they didn't do anything. He said smart not to get involved, and then they were gone. But they just left. How could they have watched me be raped and ignore it? He grabbed my hand, started to caress my fingers. You haven't screamed yet. And he took my index finger, started to bend it backwards, slowly. And he fucked me without remorse. Were forced backward. I knew they were gonna snap. And he didn't care about me. It was purely selfish. Every time I tell the story, I can't stop myself from reliving it. When he started wrecking my fingers. How many times? How many times did I say it? My decision. Gets me so hot when I think about his utter lack of empathy for me. Until he snapped my pointer finger and he pulled himself forward, started to kiss my lips. I didn't have any choice but to kiss him back. And he punched me in the face 3 times after. And he came inside of me. He let out this loud, bestial moan. As he did it, really felt something. Foul. Be emptied inside of me. My entire body felt cold. Like I was dead. He stood up and smiled. Thanks for the interesting night, whore. And he dragged that dead girl out of the alley. I didn't see where he went. I just stayed there, crying alone. Every night it plays in my head. I can't get over it, because as horrible as it was, it made me feel like a woman. No one ever treated me like that. I was I was out of this fucking world. I can only get off to violence now. I need them crazy. The more deranged, the better. If you see me, rape me. If you hear me, rape me. That's all I want. Oh, I need it. Rape is the only way. Being trapped in that place. Used up again and again. Such an indescribable high to be reduced to nothing. Beautiful moments. Where I felt what it's like to be alive. The violations I cannot live without. I need more. I need it so bad. I need it so badly, please. Another merciless assault to make me smile. Rape. And it's all I can ever think about now. Oh.